Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Claire J. Harris, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is The Date Who Was Older Than His Photo. I suggested he might try to meet women his own age. With his faded leather jacket, shaggy mop of hair, and tight jeans, Martin looked like he'd strolled in from a day job running a seedy nightclub in Manchester in the 70s. And at least 10 years older than his profile picture. That's because he was. About 10 minutes into the conversation, he informed me that he was not 34, but 44. But he lied about it because he was tired of women my age filtering him out on account of his actual, true, real-life age. I suggested he might try to meet women his own age. We were off to a roaring start. Martin and I drank mulled wine at a bar by the corner of an outdoor ice skating rink while he showed me photos of his parents as babies on his phone. I was never quite sure why, presumably to show me what marvelous baby-making genes he'd inherited. When he excused himself to go to the bathroom, several people in the bar separately commented to me how sexy Martin was. I nodded politely but without enthusiasm. This has never happened to me before or after, so I put it down to the cuteness of his parents as babies. Things started to go pear-shaped when we put on our ice skates and got out on the rink. Being a gentleman of a bygone era, Martin paid for the skates. The ice skating had been my idea, and Martin was probably just indulging me, but he was much better than I was, so I lost track of him pretty quickly. After a few slow circles around the rink, I noticed an older fellow standing by the side looking on longingly. I teetered over to him and struck up a conversation. His name was Roy, and I quickly learned that he spent most of his time in a men's shelter a few suburbs away. He said he'd always wanted to go ice skating, but he had no money. As I was taking off my skates to see whether Roy could squeeze his feet into them, Martin glided up. "What are you doing?" he asked. "Roy's never been skating," I explained. "So you're giving him your skates?" Martin was incredulous. That was the plan, but it turned out that Roy's feet were more Martin-sized than my-sized, so in the end it was Martin who reluctantly gave up his skates to the stranger. Then I couldn't very well go out on the rink, sans Martin, in the skates Martin had paid for, so we both sat the rest of the round out and drank mulled wine as we watched Roy enjoy himself. By the time Roy came off the rink beaming, I had found out enough about him to know he was a massive Neil Diamond fan. "I bet he's never done karaoke either," I said to Martin, prompting him to roll his eyes. "I hate karaoke. I'm not going to karaoke." "But Roy wants to go to karaoke. You wouldn't begrudge Roy of karaoke, would you?" I said. Martin turned to Roy. "Mate, you don't want to go to karaoke." Roy's eyes lit up. "Karaoke, oh yeah, karaoke would be great." "Fine," Martin said, "but I refuse to pay for it." So we rolled on through the drunken crowds thronging the city center to the nearest karaoke joint, me chatting to Roy in the front and Martin trudging along behind us, muttering all the while under his breath. On entering the underground establishment, I herded our little ensemble into the first booth on the left, where two very drunk and charming young Englishmen were in full song and dance mode. Their friends had all left, and they were at the tail end of a marathon 6-hour karaoke session. "Mind if we join you, lads?" I asked. They didn't. We plonked ourselves down, Roy, Martin, and I. Roy took to the microphone and belted out a Neil Diamond number. The Brits cheered him on. "Roy! Roy! Come on, Roy!" Martin sat in a corner and scowled at everyone. One of the English guys leaned over and said to me, "What's the, scenario here? How do all you people fit together?" "Is that your dad?" the other one said. "Which one?" I asked. "I mean, no, that one is my date." "You brought your dad on a Tinder date?" they asked, confused. "We just met Roy at the ice rink." "You brought a homeless guy on your Tinder date?" This seemed to baffle them even more than if I'd brought along a parental chaperone. We were interrupted by the melodic backing melody of Sweet Caroline. The Brits, Roy, and I sang along wholeheartedly. Martin yawned. He never asked for my phone number. Roy did, though. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.